The start of the academic year at Eastern Michigan University has been like no other. Back on August 31st, classes began, but the campus was largely empty. Those classes were being taught remotely, and as we continue to endure and monitor a global pandemic that has created tremendous local adversity. Today, EMU, on a limited capacity basis, begins in-person instruction. I'm David Fair, and joining me on the WEMU phone line is Dr. James Smith, the president of Eastern Michigan University. And Mr. President, it's nice to talk with you again.
Good morning, David. My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Do you meet this day with excitement or trepidation or perhaps a bit of both?
I think it would be both. We're certainly excited to have students back. We always are for the fall and the winter terms, but a lot of anxiousness around, obviously, COVID-19 and our strategies and how those strategies will play out.
About 20% of offered courses are going to be conducted on campus, so it is being kept to a minimum. The rest will be through remote learning. How did administration arrive at that 20% figure?
Well, actually, just a little update here, David. I think we're going to be down to almost 11% as we've been working with faculty, department heads and deans, asking them to keep the density down on campus as much as possible. So we're now, some courses that we thought would go full face-to-face are being switched with input from the faculty, the dean, the department head to a more hybrid design. Again, so that we can have that density on campus lower and lower. I spoke to the president of the Faculty Senate last Thursday, and that was one of the requests that we continue to work on that number, and we've been doing that, and the faculty that can accommodate have been wonderful in working with us to make that happen.
Through this process, you've seen what's happened at the University of Michigan, a GEO strike, residence hall employees still on strike, a vote of no confidence by the Faculty Senate for President Schlissel, a protest march led by students to Schlissel's house last night. Do you feel through your conversations with the stakeholders in the unions representing professors and lecturers that EMU administration has taken the steps to alleviate concerns that could lead to such actions here?
Well, we've certainly tried. There's no perfect formula. We know that. You know, because you receive the staff and faculty updates. We've tried to communicate. For a while, we were doing it every day. Now we're doing a long update every week, and then we're doing what we call email blasts during the week to communicate our decisions. The pause that we took for the 3 weeks actually came to us from the Faculty Senate Executive Board. So we believe we've been listening. We'll continue to listen. We're adding new elements to looking at how we test for COVID-19. I heard you do the promo as I was waiting to come on with Aquasite and testing wastewater. And we have a faculty member who is working directly with Aquasite in that testing protocol and design. So we're trying very hard. There is no perfect formula, and we know that.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and as in-person instruction at Eastern Michigan University begins for the first time this academic year, we're talking with school president Dr. James Smith. Student move into residence halls completed over the weekend, but even prior to the arrival, there were students in some of those dorms, about 1,000 students, I believe. What has been the result so far? Any COVID-19 issues?
We have not. The testing numbers have been quite low. The dashboard is up now and available on our website. I believe as of Friday, our numbers were incredibly low. We have about 108 or 110 rooms available for isolation should we need them. And again, as of Saturday, there were no students in those isolation rooms. So that's a good sign so far. As you said, we've had students on campus, somewhere north of 900 on campus since that very beginning when we would have been open on the earlier date. So we've had very good luck thus far, and working with a really good group of residence hall directors and RAs to talk about the importance of all the safety layering that we've been sharing with the community.
Statistically speaking, it seems likely at some point there will be an outbreak. Is EMU better prepared than the U of M, where a quarantined student went viral for taking note of how little school support was given to those tucked away in those isolation rooms after a positive test?
We are trying to look at the very best of modeling around the country on our isolation rooms. We have the ability in those rooms. We have a flyer for the students. They would be able to call the front desk. They would be able to check on the arrival of their food. They would have an outline of how we would do their linens. Again, we're looking at the best practices around the country. I don't know the specifics on the University of Michigan, but all I can tell you is that our residence hall staff have taken this incredibly seriously and looked at really some of the best models around the country to implement. And as you said, time will tell. Will we have a major outbreak? Will we have a minor outbreak? We're prepared for both, we think. And I guess you don't really know, David, until it happens. But really working closely with the professional staff and residence life has been an indicator that they're fully on board to do their very best.
Once again, we're talking with Eastern Michigan University President Dr. James Smith on 89.1 WEMU. Dr. Smith, how expensive has it been to prepare campus for the return of students and faculty?
Oh, it's incredibly expensive, and we've said from the very beginning that we're using the best of science. We're not using politics, and we're not going to focus on can we save $7 here or $70,000 there. We're going to try to put the very best design forward. I don't have the aggregate number, but it's quite large. We know that to do this and to do it well, it's expensive. To keep student safety, faculty safety, staff safety at the forefront of our decision making, we're going to spend what we need to spend to do it in the very best way possible.
EMU's fiscal year began back on July 1st. The state and federal fiscal years don't start until October 1st, and neither has an approved budget in place to this point. How is that impacting the bottom line at EMU?
It certainly keeps a president awake at night, David. I will tell you that much. We would love to have the state budget finalized. We would love to know if there's going to be a CARES Act continuation, a HEROES Act set of dollars. I think we're all frustrated when we hear our federal elected officials tell us it's around the corner, and we keep looking for that corner and looking for that corner. I think there is a good probability that there will be another issuance of federal money. I just don't know when. And as someone said, with respect to rainy day funds, if it's not raining now, I don't know when we would call it a rainstorm, because it's certainly a dire situation, not just at Eastern, for all of us in higher education, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, clearly our colleagues in Michigan. We're all under that same gun to try to do the very best we can. And more dollars directly provided to higher education would make a huge difference.
The Big Ten has decided to give fall football a shot and intends to begin the season October 23rd and 24th. Since the announcement that football would return in that conference, there's been a push by some to get the Mid-American Conference back on the field as well. As I understand it, either a vote or a decision could come as soon as this week. Is that your understanding as well?
I don't know the decision will happen this week. It very well could. We're meeting as presidents a couple of times this week, I believe Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday for sure. I'm not quite certain that we'll have a follow-up on Friday.
But, and to be clear, it is the decision of the presidents and not the athletic directors. So what is your personal position?
Well, I've always been a holdout for spring. Since early August, I've been a holdout for spring. I will say, David, to you and to the listening audience, my thinking around that was we would have a couple other conferences playing in the spring to have a more comprehensive spring football schedule, a spring awareness throughout the country. It doesn't look like we're going to have that now. It looks like all the other conferences are going to try to play some sort of abbreviated fall schedule. So I want to listen more to the physicians. We need to hear about myocarditis, I believe is the way
you pronounce it. Right, the heart issues associated with COVID-19.
Correct. And as you know, David, I'm an educational policy professor. I'm not a physician, so I ask a lot of questions, and I'll continue to do that. I can say this on behalf of all the presidents, because I know them well, we will not make a capricious decision. We'll deliberate, we'll listen to the medical professionals, and we'll go from there.
And my guess is that when that decision is made, you and I will likely talk again.
I would be happy to do that.
Thank you very much for the time today. I do appreciate it.
David, thank you, and have a good day, and I hope you'll see some students walking around campus as you peek out of a window in King Hall.
Well, here's to hoping the entirety of the campus stays safe and healthy. That is Dr. James Smith, the president of Eastern Michigan University. Get the latest information on the start of in-person classes at EMU on our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.